This is a 10-minute Boston Marathon motivation episode on what the Boston Marathon means to a number of runners. Tune in for some epic motivation ahead of Marathon Monday. In case you missed last week's episode, it was an amazing one with Mev. There are three ways to continue to support him in Boston and beyond. If you're in Boston for the marathon, join him at a brunch on Saturday to support the Mev Foundation. You can also buy a 26 hat and just root for him on Marathon Monday. Details for all will be in the show notes. If you're in Boston for the marathon, join us for an amazing morning on Sunday hosted by Puma beginning at 8 a.m. Molly Seidel, Dakota Lindworm, Bill Rogers, and I will be leading a group run and a panel discussion. We'll also have shoes for you to try and breakfast to enjoy. More details can be found at the link in the show notes. Talk to me about your running dreams.
I am dreaming right now as we speak. I'm in Boston. You know, this kid, this is the best dream for runners.
Tell me about your running dreams.
It's a Monday. That's my running dream. I'm just excited to be here and to run it. I've worked for 2 years to be here. So I'm really, really excited.
Hey, I'm Kelsey O'Shea here in Boston to support a friend of mine. But my running dream for this year is to run an Olympic qualifying time in Berlin. Big running dream. Oh, man. Have fun here at Boston on Monday, for sure. But I'm an Ironman person, so, you know, put up a solid run. I'm hoping to go to Kona in the fall.
Are you swimming and biking before Monday?
No, I am not. I'm focusing on the run. I'm being good. So, yeah, no bikes for me. So, run only.
Tell me about your running dream.
I'm looking to redeem myself after 2018. It was the race of my life in the worst conditions possible. But ever since then, between injuries and COVID and beer, I just haven't been able to kind of get back to Boston. So I'm excited to be here and excited to take another crack at the course.
Hi, my run dream would be that Boston should really be accessible for everybody. This is an amazing experience. There's such a high barrier to entry. And if you just lower it a little bit, I think my running dream would be to have a lottery system in this marathon.
Running dreams or dreams in general? Running dreams. I know, right in my face. Running dreams. It's funny, I've been asking this question so many times that I actually never really thought about it myself. I think like the dream always is to always just kind of be healthy enough to run, which I think is like always important. As far as like an actual like race or something like that, I've always dreamed big, right? For like Western States or UTMB or finishing all the world majors. That's like the dream. That'd be awesome. And it's kind of fun just to think. I feel like the dream is always changing too, but I think right now more than ever, my dream right now is just to just kind of keep learning more about this sport and kind of ingraining myself as part of like that industry and that experience, you know? Oh, whoa.
I really want to set a world record in a marathon in a chicken costume.
The goal is just to be have 3:30 and not injured. It's got a marathon in 6 days afterwards, so in London, yeah. So do this, just try to, you know, get through it and have fun.
My name is Morgan, and I've been running for almost 16 years now, pretty competitively. And I have a lot of dreams for running because I have entered many different areas of running, whether that's trail running, short distance, ultras. So I kind of have a different dream for each vibe. And we're here at the Boston Marathon, so I think I'll start with that. And I don't know if it's going to happen on Monday, but, you know, that classic breaking three. I know, Jonathan, you know that dream very well. That breaking three goal, I think, is just a really good marker of fitness, especially for women. And I think that's something that's doable. So it's definitely attainable dream for me for the marathon. And going on time goals and dreams, I really want to do a sub-24-hour 100-miler. And I think that's a really good test to be able to do both. If I complete one, I want to be able to complete both, because I think that's a rarity to be able to run a fast marathon, faster 5Ks, and then also throw down a little bit, I would say, at a 100-miler, because it makes you a more versatile athlete. And I really want to test myself in many different components, whether that's weather, terrain, distance, speed, all of the things I want to test myself. So got a couple dreams there, and I think they're pretty attainable in the next couple years.
The only dream that I have is that I'm not running into the wind for 26 miles. The end.
Tell them what your dreams are. Your dream is to run it someday.
Well, someday I will be able to be able to beat my daughter. She thinks she's faster than me. I trained her. I paid for her, all of her stuff. But I will again beat her when I lose a couple pounds.
Yeah, that's going to help him a lot.
That's for after.
He's got a hazy IPA in his hand that people at Rabbit.
You're not taking kindly, pictures of
it. Kindly gave it to us for free.
Hi, my name is Karen Reinhart. I'm from Syracuse, New York, and I'm super pumped for Monday. And I think the weather is going to be fantastic. And people just need to stop thinking about it, because it's going to be great. And we're all going to get to the finish line out on Boylston, and you're going to get your medal, and it's going to be fantastic.
My name is Christine Mitchell. I'm running for Dana-Farber, and my dream is for a world without cancer.
So we're live. So tell me about your name and your dreams.
Good afternoon. I'm Karen Hoffman. My dream is to cross that finish line on Monday. Super smiley, pumping those fists. 20-year absence. I'm back.
Love it.
Thank you. I love that I'm at Rabbit.
Hello. My dream for Monday is to get really drunk and watch everyone else run a marathon. No. My dream for Monday is to watch all these amazing athletes, runners, whatever your pace is, doesn't matter. Just watch them go out there and have a great fucking day. Oh, great effing day. And enjoy, sounds like it's gonna be weather. Enjoy it out there and just do this victory lap of Boston Marathon, which is such a fun day. And just enjoy the energy and soak it all in.
Mark Busiak, B-U-C-I-A-K, from Chicago, Illinois, running my 44th consecutive Boston Marathon.
Amazing. Mm-hmm. What are your dreams for Monday?
Well, my dreams for Monday is having my toe on the starting line and bringing it all the way to the finish line. I take nothing for granted in training or racing or life.
What's going to get you to that finish line?
I have many motivating forces. My family, my daughters, my wife, my teammates in the Quarter Century Club. But probably the biggest factor is the world's famous Bova Bakery in Boston's North End and their cannoli, tiramisu, peanut butter bars, cannolis. That's why I come to Boston 44 years in a row. And the Bova Bakery, they never close. They're open 24/7, 365. Go Bovas! Go Boston!
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you. And thank all the staunch supporters in and around Boston. The marathoners can't do it without you.